starting to rolling. Get off your phone. That's so rude.
What do I do with this?
Well, you can put them on if you want. You don't have to.
But there's no...
I mean, you can plug it into this little number.
All righty then.
And we can...
We can start now, brown cow.
Can you hear yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Should we start with this song?
Friday night, I'm thinking that we just...
You're creating a lot of noise with the mic right now.
Fly away to someplace they don't know who we are.
What song is this?
Now I'm riding shotgun in your car. We drive through the city like explorers
going 65.
Flowing hair flying across your face. We left on Friday, now
it's Saturday.
Press jeans buttoned up, jeans iron slipping up. Red shoes walking slow, headphones blaring three stacks. Sunglasses flaring out, thick watch hanging low.
Do you like it?
Three stacks on the radio.
Yeah, it's actually not bad. I kind of dig it.
I'm thinking,
isn't it? Doesn't it sound like something you've heard before? Doesn't it sound like a pop song you've heard before?
It sounds like it's on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the point. This is Tim Robinson, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know,
we can be who we are.
I think You Should Leave is the show he does, and I think that's supposed to be a parody of like pop songs today.
It's pretty good. Although he's wearing like a cardigan.
Yeah, I mean, it looks great.
Like an old man cardigan.
The first time I heard it, I was like, is that a Taylor Swift song?
I thought I should know it. It sounded familiar.
I know. Like, he just nailed down like the formula for like lyrics and stuff and made a funny prank of a joke about it. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special episode of the What the Heck podcast. We have fan favorite Mike Thomas is back.
Woo.
And here we are in this newsroom. Isn't this a nice newsroom we're in right now?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me in the studio.
Look at this. The blue lights, and we got our little screen back over there. It's great.
It's kind of far from your apartment, though, is the only thing. I didn't expect to drive.
I know, but I had to invest in a nicer studio space because, I don't want to skimp. I want the show to be high production value and high quality.
What are you paying for this place here?
I don't disclose amounts, but let's just say it's in the high hundreds per month.
Okay, that seems cheap.
Well, it's in a seedy part of LA. You got to do what you got to do.
It's like, oh my God, there's a homeless guy stabbing another homeless guy.
It's been a while since you've been on the show. It's actually probably been over a year. We did record. So for the record, ladies and gentlemen, we did record an episode about a month ago. And I'm a stupid, dumb, dumb, idiot moron and did not check the audio before we started and do sound check because I was rushed to do it. And it all recorded on my computer, which was sitting like halfway across the studio. And so we had to kind of trash it. I had to trash. And we recorded for like an hour.
Well, at that point, we were at your shitty apartment, not the studio.
That's true. We weren't at the nice studio. But we get round two. So at least I tried. And at least you were kind enough to come back to the studio and shoot it properly.
Well, you're paying for my Uber home. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, it's good to have you back. It's weird that you're back because... we haven't talked in so long, and there's so many things we need to talk about. And the number one thing I've been wanting to talk to you about is I have a bug. And it's not COVID. It's not what you think. I'm not actually sick, but I have this weird bug that's been swelling up inside my bones, straight up from my plums, right up to my thinking muscle. And that is called the bug of the Great American Southwest.
Oh, the old... GAS bug.
W. you almost had it.
GASW, gas W.
And that stems from our trip, which I talked about on the show, but I literally, dude, I have not been able to get this trip out of my mind for, I don't know. It's like it kind of crept up on me. Like it was awesome when it happened, but now like I'm separated from the situation. And I can't think of anything but wanting to just go back. I don't know what it did. It like made some kind of switch go off in my head after we went on that trip. And I literally have not been able to stop thinking about it.
Well, we didn't give it its proper, like we didn't think too much about it before we did it. We're kind of like, hey, remember I was like, hey, do you want to come on this? And you're like, yeah, let me see if Adam wants to go. And we're like, yeah, let's go. And then we like raged the night before and like didn't pack. And What are you doing?
Sorry. Rearranging the furniture.
and then we just kind of got up and going. We're like super hungover. Remember like the first 2 hours?
Yeah.
And then it just kind of went from LA city life to like
middle of nowhere.
Yeah, middle of absolutely nowhere. So it was kind of, but now, yeah, you're right.
I just have this weird obsession with the Southwest now. That's what's like kind of freaking me out is I can't think of anything but just wanting to go back. I just want to live in like Arizona or Utah.
Not Utah. We hate the people in Utah.
We don't like the people in Utah, but the state in and of itself is kind of a trippy state.
The state was great. Remember, I think Post Malone did a that lives.
He
in
lives
Utah.
There, yeah.
Yeah.
He lives in like Salt Lake City or something.
Yeah, and he talks about how the people are so maybe we just need to go to Salt Lake City. Maybe
I actually do want to go to Salt Lake City badly. We were in rural Utah. I have the toughest time with that word, rural. But
rural.
Rural. We were in rural Utah. The people were cocks. But I do want to go to Salt Lake City. Maybe ski. I've never skied in my life. I don't know why I would want to try it now, but I kind of do want to go
back. Skiing's the best, dude. You like the fact you haven't skied is a travesty. You have to go. It's awesome.
Okay, so let's maybe go to Utah in the wintertime.
I'm down.
I don't know, dude. I can't get that trip out of my head. And now I have this like pipe dream of wanting to just have a house in like Scottsdale or, you know, somewhere even more rural than that.
Well, Scottsdale is like kind of a big city.
Yeah.
Is it not? What's happening?
Oh. Sorry, just turning your levels down. It's a little loud in the
old headies. It was a little loud.
Well, I just turned the gain down, so we're not going to run into that problem anymore. Perfect. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, dude. And we talked about going back to like Yosemite or something, which I still want to do, or Yellowstone.
Yeah,
but we haven't really had the chance to do it. And the reason why I bring this up is because we went to Alaska as well, which mm-hmm. I also talked about on the show. In Alaska, which was fun, great time. Fairbanks is a shithole. Shithole place with shithole food. And I saw Bob's penis, and that was weird.
When was... Oh, this was at the hot springs.
The hot springs.
Yeah.
And...
How was it, by the way?
It was wrinkly and small.
You liked it?
Small. No, I hated it, actually. But it happened, and I can't ignore it. And Alaska was fun.
Wait,
but
you have to tell them who Bob is.
You can tell him who Bob is.
Bob was our bus driver, and was he an ex truck driver as well?
Yeah. No. Bob was, he used to be what did Bob used to do?
Oh, wait, let me find, I think I have a photo of Bob still.
Yeah, we definitely have photos of, so Bob was our tour guide guy up to the Arctic, or not, no, to the hot springs in Fairbanks, Alaska.
When was it, Matt? Was it in March?
That was in March.
Oh, yeah, okay. I have.
He was just a colorful man with, a zest for life, I would say.
Okay, I got him. Here he is.
All right. So we can...
Should I?
We can maybe pull this up for later. I think the glare is going to ruin it. But I can also put it up on the screen here. We have in the studio.
I'll send this to you right now.
So Mike can send it to me. Just drop it to this. It'll say Matt's MacBook Pro.
Okay.
So he was our tour guide or whatever. Very jolly old fellow. And we went to the hot springs. And you had to... Obviously, getting your swim trunks, and Bob thought it would be completely acceptable to have a conversation with me in the nude. And obviously, I snuck a peek. You can't help it. I didn't mean to. Your eyes, it's in your face.
It's like a magnet, that. Yeah.
And so that was Bob. Also told us that any food at the restaurant we went to that night was great. It all sucked ass. It was probably some of the worst restaurant food I've ever had.
The Campbell's clam chowder was my favorite. Was it clam chowder?
Yeah, it was clam chowder, which a classic Alaskan dish. Clam chowder. Hey, guys, why don't you come to Alaska? Fuck the salmon, which, by the way, I had a salmon patty. Oh, it's frozen. Hey, yeah. Come to Alaska where you can have frozen food just like anywhere else in the world. Don't come here.
They had the good canned. Remember they had like the fresh raw salmon that was canned? That was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And the like the pickled jars, salmon.
The pickled
stuff.
Salmon.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I don't know if it was pickled, but it was like,
it was. It was in like a brine or something.
Yeah.
Brine was, salmon or something. Any hizzle. While we're on this trip, like hot springs were dope. The Arctic Circle, Jake, whole nother story. Stupid loser who thought he was so cool because he didn't wear a coat outside in negative 15 degree weather. Oh, Jake, you're so cool. You don't have to wear a jacket. And he was a pussy, by the way. I don't like Jake.
He was shivering the entire time.
He was. He'd walk outside and be like, oh, I don't need a jacket.
Yeah. He was.
And what I was thinking was, while we were out there, we're in that weird, like, winter wonderland, like Dr. Seuss-y type of highway.
Yeah.
And it was cool, right? It was like a awesome moment to be out there, but I didn't get the same feeling there that I did when I was in the Southwest. There was like this mysticism I felt when I was in Arizona, Utah. It was like this weird aura and like this like overwhelming presence that was out there.
Yeah, I agree. I also think like it was me, you, and Adam, which was like we weren't surrounded by a tour group either. So I think that's probably part of it.
Yeah.
And we were just kind of like on our own. We had, remember the purgatory? So we thought we were in, I don't know if we thought it actually. Well, for a while we did, but we didn't talk to anyone. We didn't talk to, we talked to like the servers and stuff, but we didn't really interact or have real conversations with anyone. So we just thought we were kind of like, we died on our way out of LA. We got in a car accident.
And we kept hearing Hotel California over and over again, which was creepy. We'd go into a restaurant, you'd hear Hotel California. It would come on the radio. And then I'd turn on Spotify and click random, Hotel California would come on.
Yeah, and it was like, because we didn't interact with anyone in a way that was meaningful, and we kept hearing Hotel California, we're like, we're just going to be driving around the Southwest indefinitely.
Well, the other thing I read about too recently was there is like a mysticism behind it, like in American Indian culture, Native American, whatever the fuck you're supposed to say, I don't know.
Yeah.
They do have like this thing about like Arizona, like there's different mountain range. Oh, yeah, we actually drove past one of them, but I saw this like it was a spooky YouTube documentary about the certain mountain range in Arizona, and like they believe there's like ancestral spirits there and shit, and like people have lots of supernatural experiences there. And I'm like, I don't know. I think there's something to that. I don't know what it is necessarily, and I don't want to get too hippie here, but I don't know. There was a presence there when we were there that I haven't felt anywhere else in the world. And I've been longing to go back is my point. I have this bug that's inside of me and I want to just go back.
Yeah. What's the planet in Star Wars that Darth Bane goes back to? Because there's a dark presence there that he can like learn.
Dathomir?
No. I'll have to look it up. But anyway, it's the same concept. There's like energy that exists in this specific area because of something that happened in the past. I don't know if it's like spirits or if it's just ancestral shit.
No, the dark side energy on the planet. Hold on. Sorry, I'm looking up the dark.
Yeah, no, look it up. It's as soon as you say it, I'll know it.
Lehan?
No.
Apatros.
No. Apatros. Apatros. Apatros is where he is from. That's where he mined.
Rusan.
Rusan.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think it's Rusan.
Where did he send it? No, that was the...
Oh, no, Rusan is where he fights the Army of Light.
Yeah, that's what it says here. To participate in the battle against the Jedi Army of Light.
Mm-hmm. And General... What's his name?
Dark side energy of the planet. Oh, Ambria.
Ambria,
yeah. Ambria, a body of black and poisonous water become the focus of dark side energy on the planet.
Yeah, and there's there's like a lake that has all the energy in it. Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Noth.
Poisonous water.
Anyway, yeah, it doesn't matter, but that's the same concept.
Getting a little deep in Star Wars lore here.
What is it called?
Ambria.
Ambria. Ambria. Man, I thought it was something else. But yeah, so I hear you. And I agree. Like, especially when we were in Utah in the, what's the town that we got where Adam went in the bathroom and he's like, oh my God, the walls are so white. What's that town?
Oh, Moab.
Moab. When we're in Moab.
And what was the name of that restaurant, that bar we went to? It was like Mr. Niblet's Kooky Beards.
Yeah,
like, I don't remember what it was called, but it was something really weird.
Yeah, it was strange. It was called, it doesn't matter, but that homeless guy in the wheelchair.
Yeah, naked homeless guy walking around.
Yeah.
But yeah, you felt a presence there. And I want to go back to that. I'm drawn to it. There's an energy there. There's a presence there. I don't know what the fuck it is, but there's something there. And even when I'm on my runs here, like you can see the mountains from here and like these super blue clouds that look like Woody's wallpaper from Toy Story.
Yeah.
It looks awesome. And I'm like, I want to be near the mountains. I want to go. And you can feel the presence of God. You feel something is happening.
Yeah, I agree. There. I feel like that in Joshua Tree as well.
I do too. I feel the same way in Joshua Tree. And even in parts of Nevada too, when you're driving to like Vegas or something, there's this weird, you just feel like,
Salt
I don't
and
know.
Sea as well.
Salt and Sea is creepy though.
Salt and Sea is
Salt weird. And Sea has like a dark energy to it.
Yeah. Salt and Sea, actually, when I was flying to Florida 2 weekends ago, I was lucky enough to be on the window side of the airplane, and you could see out of Salt and Sea. Fun fact, Salt and Sea looks like a giant dick.
Does it?
Look it up.
Wow. We're going to look this up right now.
It's got
Salt
like,
and Sea.
Yeah, like goat, salt and sea Ariel.
Oh, it does look like a dick. It looks like an uncircumcised dick. You know how the foreskin's like kind of crumpled up at the top there?
Yeah, do like the actual, do like an actual aerial shot.
I'll like, turn it on satellite.
Yeah. Look at that.
Oh, that's like phallus if I've ever seen one. It's an uncircumcised cock right there. Dude. Same thing with-
I don't know what's going on down here. By the,
it's wrinkles, dude. It's an old, it's an old cock. By the way,
dude, look at the
fun fact, New York also looks like a penis.
Really?
Yeah. Look, I'll show you. New York, and this is, hey, tangent time. Hey, it's time for tangent. Let's talk about it. New York looks like a cock. Look at this. So,
phallus is on
look at this. Uncircumcised dick. Yeah. Little tip. It goes all the way up here. Little ball sack, the scrotum.
Wait, that's a tiny little ball sack.
Well, no, it's a fat hog of a ball sack. Look at that thing.
Oh, I thought this was the ball sack.
No. It's all, it's like the Bronx.
Excuse me.
And you know, New York Botanical Gardens.
Okay.
Anyways. I don't know, dude. I want to go back. And that's part of the reason I want to get married in the desert is because there's something there. I don't know what it is, but I've never questioned the meaning of life more than after this trip we took. And I was even telling mom this the other day. I was like, lately, I've been thinking about that question more. Like, what are we doing here? What's our purpose? Because when you're a kid, you're like, oh, that's such a stupid, who cares what the meaning of life is? I want to go play with Star Wars guys and eat sweet tarts and stuff. And when you get older, you're like, oh, I actually understand. Like, what is the meaning? Like, what is our purpose here? What are we doing? And I've never felt that feeling like stronger than when I'm out in nature in areas like that.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I think part of it's probably also due to the fact that you're removing external stimulation from your life and you can contemplate deeper things.
That was a big thing. We didn't have our phones with service. So it was, that made the experience so much better. Because we had no option but to just be present with what was happening.
Yeah. Also, when people know you're not around, it's easier to not to like deflect because like you feel like a dick if you're not answering people when you're like, you know, living.
Yeah.
Like just going through your normal routine.
Yeah.
But if you are like off the grid or you communicate to people that you're out of office and like traveling, like, it's so much easier because people don't text you and you're like, I got nothing to do but be here in this moment. It's awesome.
Yeah. And then you don't feel bad about it either. So you're like, oh, this person texted me, you know, I'm out of office. So jump off a bridge.
Ooh, quick side note. I think, by the way, I don't know how this would work, but I think that having an out of office feature for texts would be very useful.
I agree. Or if your phone's off, it automatically sends a message to someone. Yeah. Or if like it's on silent mode. I think they actually do have the one for silent mode. It'll say my phone's on do not disturb. I think that is a thing.
I don't think so. Is it?
I think it is. If you say
if that's true, then
iPhone,
I would love
do
that.
Not disturb message.
I didn't realize if that's the case, then
yeah. Side note, hey, oh yeah, I'm driving with do not disturb. So it's do not disturb with driving. That's stupid. I would put that on all the time. I don't like having notifications on for the phone. I don't like being...
I turn it off. I'm on do not disturb at all times.
Me too. I don't even want to vibrate. I don't want to see.
Yeah, I want to be... I want to check it proactively.
It's distracting as shit, dude. Like, I'll be in a meeting and I got to turn it off on my phone. And I'll be on a meeting and I'll go... Zzz, and I'm like, ugh. And it just throws me off my...
Well,
you can't help
it.
You
got to get rid of the watch, dude. The watch...
I know. That's why I'm switching to the Oura Ring. Which, by the way, how have you been sleeping lately?
Okay, so... I have been sleeping better now that I've been abiding by all the principles, like strictly, like not eating right before bed, like no blue light before bed, you know, like actually winding down 30 to an hour before bed, all that stuff. But I still wake up probably in between 5 to 10 times a night, which is not, it's not normal. And so my first time, the best sleep I've gotten yet, I took that magnesium threonate last night.
Right.
And I still woke up, but I only woke up twice. Or maybe I woke up three times. Let me check.
Okay, so tell me about that. So for the listeners and viewers here.
Yeah, I only woke up twice. And dude, like, I'll show you this. It's, look at this. Like, this one is 7.
Yeah.
7 or 8. Like, 8. Like,
yeah.
And then I went twice last night. So I don't know if that's what it was.
Wow.
Because I also didn't eat after 7 last night. And I went to bed at like 10:30. So.
Wow. So for people who are just listening, I'm obsessed with sleep. I'm completely obsessed with it. Mike has been struggling sleeping. He just bought this Oura Ring, which by the way, mine's in the mail now. I'm getting one of these.
Which one did you go? Which finger did you go?
I'm going to, I haven't sized it up yet, but I'm
you have the sizing kit. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to do this one, I think. I'm going to try them on a couple, but we'll see. And one
I have I have the sizing kit actually. Oh, you
that's already sent it to me. So, with the sleep stuff, I don't want to do melatonin. It has very minor effects. Like your body produces it naturally. Taking melatonin does not have that much of an impact on your sleep unless you're jet lagged, according to sleep experts.
Well, so what it does is it's the, in like the analogy is in a race. It's the, if sleep is the race, including the runners, melatonin is the start gun.
Right.
It like helps you get to sleep.
But yeah, but it doesn't help you stay asleep.
Right.
So it's not like, I just do the breathing before. I do Wim Hof breathing before. That gets me to bed in 2 minutes. Done. But, oh boy, who's calling me? Oh, Beth's calling me. Sorry, babe. Not going to answer. Actually, should I answer and just see? But yeah. I'm going to put Beth on the show. Hi, babe. You're on the show right now.
She says hi.
This is my lovely fiance, Beth, ladies and gentlemen.
Thought that was your assistant calling.
Well, my assistant. It's my assistant calling.
Oh, who else are you on the show with?
Your brother-in-law, Mike.
Hi, Beth. How are you? I like your tag necklace.
Thanks.
She's wearing a tag necklace.
What's up?
Or it's a lanyard.
I'm not going to be home for a very long time.
Oh, no. What happened?
Someone fucked up something I was supposed to do.
Well, why do you have to deal with that?
Because I've got a deadline of it today. That's what the client that we do today. So Odie and I are stuck here doing someone else's work. Should we pause it?
No.
On a Friday night.
Well, that's stupid. Just don't do it.
I can't. It's a new client.
So let the person who fucked up do it.
No, because I need to send it today and they're leaving the UK. So.
How long is it going to take?
Don't know. How long do you reckon? Another hour?
That's not that bad.
That's not bad. An hour? So what?
Yeah, well, yeah, an hour and a half, and then I've got to send it.
Okay, that's not that bad.
Yeah.
All right, well, this is terrible content for the show, so.
Sorry, people.
She has to stay an extra hour at work.
All right, it I will stinks. See you. Just text me and keep me updated.
All right, love all right. You.
I love
well,
you.
Well, where's your dinner?
Well, I don't know. We'll order something. I don't know.
Okay, all right, love you.
All right, I love you more than you love me. Oh, got her. So, thanks for derailing the conversation, Beth.
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, you take magnesium threonate, which helps you stay asleep, and L-theanine, which this conversation is going to make me fall asleep.
I didn't take L-theanine.
Dude, you got to take the theanine.
No, I had before, but I only had.
How crazy were your dreams?
I actually didn't remember. They were
two of them. You will wake up and go, "What is wrong?"
Magnesium
with me?
Threonate or
no, the theanine. You'll wake up and go, "I have a mental problem."
Do you?
I've had the most fucked up weird dream.
It's so funny. I'm on this chapter in Matthew Walker's Why We Sleep right now, but he's talking about dreams and like REM sleep and creativity, and like it's funny that we're talking about it now.
Yeah. So ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get a deeper sleep, I'm highly endorsing. Sleep expert Matt Thomas is endorsing magnesium L-threonate.
Oh, they're sponsoring the show, aren't they?
Yes, they are. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by magnesium L-threonate. It's not a brand, it's just a supplement. Have you had trouble sleeping at night? Look no further than magnesium L-threonate. You will sleep like a baby, and if you take it with theanine, you'll have dreams of weird sexual proportions.
Who wrote this ad copy?
I don't know. We'll have to get a hold of him because I don't agree with this. Yeah. So that and L-theanine, good crazy, crazy, crazy dreams. So I would recommend that, but as long as you're sleeping better, that's what matters.
Well, we're like, to be told, this is a sample size of one, so we're going to see tonight. Although tonight is kind of thrown out because I'm already drinking.
Mm. So back to the Southwest thing. This also gets me thinking, and I want your thoughts on this.
Yeah, hit me.
Mysticism in the Southwest. I've been thinking about the meaning of life lately and like, what are we doing here? What we doing here? Questioning all major religions, that sort of thing. Not like to a point of like crisis. I'm just like, you know, it's a fun little thought experiment. And then I get to simulation theory.
Mm-hmm.
And that starts to trip me out. And what do you think of this theory? What's the likelihood in your personal opinion?
I haven't really, I've only heard it explained a few times to me. And I've heard it explained in that, I don't remember how it was so compelling, but I remember thinking at the time it was very compelling that the likelihood that we're actually not in a simulation is way lower than the likelihood that we're in a simulation.
Yes.
I think it was an Elon Musk on some
sort of, yeah.
But anyway, I don't know, and I don't really care, to be honest, because the idea, I mean, I care in that it's an interesting thought experiment, and I like, it's cool to think about, and it's bizarre and wild. But I don't actually think, like, what do we do with that information?
You don't. It's just, it's something, in my opinion, it's something fun to think about. But it also kind of takes the pressure off of life a little bit, in my opinion. Because you get to sit here and you go, all right, whoop-de-doo, we're in a simulation, who gives a shit, kind of deal. And it just, I don't know, it takes the pressure off in a way. But
what are the main tenets of, can you just lay, do you have them?
Or so like, one of the main things is, look at video games today. Yeah. Right, they've become exponential in our lifetime, Mike. Yours and I, specifically.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was like the likelihood that we are living during this time where the development of this is going to progress so quickly, like, and with like all the possibilities that it could have happened in the last whatever billions and billions of years that it hasn't.
Yeah,
and this is the first time it's happening. Is like. Yeah. Astronomically low.
Yeah, and the fact it's risen up this much. I mean, dude, in 10, 20 years from now, the virtual reality games, I mean, it's already happening. I actually want to go to this with you at some point. They have this VR studio in like Burbank or something, Studio City, and it's like an experience where they give you like these fake guns and they hook you up to this stuff and like sensors, and you run around a massive green room and you just like shoot stuff. It's supposed to be incredible.
Well, yeah, everyone's investing in the metaverse.
Yes, so imagine this, where we are now, 20 years from now.
Yeah.
It's insane. So that on top of, I don't know, like one of the things I like to think about, and I haven't heard this anywhere, but this is just my own personal thing. When you play a video game, like Roller Coaster Tycoon, for example, you have these little people walking around in your thing and you're controlling them, right? But you're not really controlling the people. You're just creating the environment around them. Now, imagine where we are. And this kind of relates to like the universe as a whole. In Roller Coaster Tycoon, you could buy property, right? But you only buy so much property.
Right.
And you could let the little people wander around, but if you bought all the property and kept building it out, same thing with Age of Empires, kept building it out, building it out, building it out, building it out, they're never going to reach the end. So it just keeps going and going and going. I liken that and draw a similarity to what our universe is, which is so vast and incomprehensible that we are like these little people and we can never reach the end. We can't even comprehend it because it's so far. We're essentially like these little people in the game that are wandering around hopelessly trying to figure out what's the end of the universe, what's the meaning of life. It's too much for us to even fathom because we don't have the technology, we don't understand it. You know, it's just all foreign to us because it's so vast.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with these people in these video games. They wouldn't obviously know.
You're just stuck on the island that we put you on because you're angry.
Essentially, but like, what if we are the only people in the universe and it's part of a game that's just like, you know, if you're creating a game, you're like, I don't want these people wandering too far. I haven't developed these other worlds yet. I don't know what to do. Mm. And so you're like, let's keep them on this one spot. We won't give them the technology to do it yet. We won't add that as a feature in the game, right? And the other thing with that theory is in these games, you create parameters. When you're coding the game, you're like, all right, this is what, I'll write this code so that the characters can do X, Y, Z. I'll write the code so that the world looks like this. And that's what physics is. It's limiting us to what is available right now at the time. Things could change if someone writes a new line of code, but for the current moment, we don't have that.
Yeah. I wonder though, is it like someone who did that or is it just were the rules written and then just like the universe was left to like abide by those rules and evolve as it will? I think it's the latter.
Yeah.
Like, I think, I don't know whether like...
It could be just like a supercomputer AI thing that just does what.
Yeah, but where did that come from then? You're like, oh, where did that thing come from? Oh, where did that thing
Well, the thing Neil deGrasse Tyson says, and he's a bit of a pompous man, but he talks about.
He's got a pretty good masterclass, by the way.
Does he?
Yeah, I would.
Billions of particles.
Yeah,
he come together to make a star.
You are star.
He's, dude, he, I saw a clip of him on like Joe Rogan. He tries to like blow your mind, right? Dude,
But he's a good orator. He's a good orator.
He can be, but sometimes he lays it on a little thick. And you're like, I get it, man. That's not that mind-blowing. He's like, and can you imagine these neuron particles coming together in the gases that form a planet? And you're like, okay. Where are you going with this? And he's like, but now picture if we as humans are made up of star particles.
Dude, but I think that's interesting like you've heard it 100 times, but also it's, think about how boring his subject matter would be.
I gotta restart the camera. Sorry, keep talking.
Think about how boring his subject matter would be if he didn't use those inflections. Like, he makes something boring cool. So the fact that he does that, I think, is like actually a good thing, net positive.
No, it is. And obviously neuroscientists, or not neuroscientists, astrophysicists are boring losers for the most part. He makes it fun. All right. So I'll give him that. But the other thing he was saying was, is like, the more I think about simulation theory, the more likely I think it is, because the odds of us being the ones to create our machines, right, that we're creating these video games with, whatever, and we're the first ones to have done that, and there's no one before us who did this before and before, and like, we're the net first civilization to have ever done this.
Yeah.
It seems astronomically low.
Well, or there's just other civilizations that came and went, and we just, like, they developed it, but there's an inflection point at which you can't. The universe is so large that we're just never going to overlap with them. Also, it's ever expanding, so we're never going to overlap with them. That's one option. Or they just died out because they did the same thing we're going to do.
And that's the most likely thing for why we'll never see aliens in this lifetime, in my opinion, is the universe is so vast and so old. It could be trillions of years. I know people are like, no, the Big Bang. That's a guess, okay? We're guessing. I know there's some kind of weird light evidence and all that stupid bullshit, but we're guessing at the end of the day. It's an educated guess. The odds that we exist in this super old universe at the exact same time as another civilization that didn't burn out, like that could have existed 2 million years ago and lasted for 1 million years. Great job. You made it 1 million years, but then all of a sudden, asteroid hits the planet, done.
Yeah, totally.
Yep. And then it also plays into us as humans. Our luck is going to run out one of these days, and we are going to get hit by some kind of asteroid or something.
Hmm.
Maybe, or unless the programmers don't allow it.
Well, it depends on if we develop technology to evade that type of stuff.
True. Like Armageddon. We'll send Bruce Willis and Ben
Stiller.
Affleck. And we'll mine it and put a nuclear bomb in it.
It's nuclear, actually.
Nuclear. And just, I don't want to close my eyes.
I love the smell of napalm. No, that's not it. What's that?
That's movie? Apocalypse Now, that's, I think.
Wait, which is the one you said?
What did I say? I don't even know what I said.
I thought you said Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
That's...
Oh, no. I said Armageddon.
Armageddon.
Yeah. God, you're stupid.
I've never seen either of them, so...
All right. Well, quick break real quick from our sponsors. We got to do a quick ad read. Sorry. Summer's here and we know you have options. There's water parks, pizza parlors, and arcades so your pants fall off. But what if it was all in one place? Plot twist, it is. The fun times start and ends with one name. Charles Entertainment Cheese, a.k.a. Chuck E. Cheese. Come out and try the cheese pizza, unlimited fountain drinks, and the brand new Caesar and Club whole wheat gluten-free wraps. It's fun for the whole family. You know, I do love gluten-free wraps. I am gluten-toast intolerant, so this is actually very good for me. I'm whatever they call that, a celiac, so this is perfect for me. Nice. Stop by today and mention the What the Heck podcast for 5 free tickets or $5 off a purchase of $45 or more. Great pizza, great times, and great friends. Chuck E. Cheese.
That's crazy. I've known you for 30 years and I didn't know you were a celiac.
Well, I keep my...
It's so funny because you were drinking a beer earlier. That's so strange.
Well, you know, I'm loose with it. I don't mind the farts and stuff that come with it. So I'm lax and it doesn't matter.
Okay, cool. Good. I didn't know. I won't...
How are you not mentioning the fact that I have Chuck E. Cheese now as a sponsor?
No, it's great. First of all... you told me before the show, and so that was when my real excitement like let loose.
Chuck E. Cheese is sponsoring the show, ladies and gentlemen, and that's a big deal.
Going big places. You got the new studio. You got Chuck E. Cheese on board.
I mean, look at this studio. It's beautiful.
Yeah. How did you get that connection, by the way?
Honestly.
What's his name? Charles something?
Cheese? Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Charles Entertainment
Cheese. Cool guy. I mean, actually, Chuck E. Cheese pizza is pretty good. So, and they have the new whole wheat gluten-free wraps, which is fun for the whole family. So, and plus a $5 off a purchase of $45 or more. That's a steal.
That's like 10% discount.
Yeah. Great job, Chuck E. Cheese. Great pizza, great times, and great friends. Chuck E. Cheese.
Are adults allowed in there?
I actually want to do a podcast in a Chuck E. Cheese. I think that would be fun. Just sit at one of those long tables, order a couple cheese pizzas, and some gluten-free wraps. Like
a way to do that.
We could. maybe we should just transport ourselves to a Chuck E. Cheese right now, just for a couple minutes. How about this? 1, 2, 3, boom.
Whoa.
See? That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Holy shit. I haven't been in a Chuck E. Cheese in years.
Well, this is a magic studio, and that's something I forgot to tell you before we got on.
Wow, so that $100.
It kind of goes into that VR thing where, like, you know, you can kind of transport to where you want to go. And this just confirms to you guys who are watching the show, we're in a simulation, because I can just go like this and I'm back in the studio. So,
dude, I feel a little weird after this.
Well, this is where technology's come, Mike, and you need to get used to it. You need to adapt with the times. I know. Cool. It's a weird feeling, but I think we're heading in the right direction with these, you know, technological advancements. It's big for us.
Yeah.
So I want to get your thoughts, and let's shift gears a little bit, because I feel like we put our viewers to sleep with our simulation theories.
Well, I was just getting into my theory, but it's fine. Let's move on.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay, fine. We'll move on. I'm interested to hear your thoughts on, this came out yesterday. Britney Spears is no longer under her conservatorship of her father, Jamie.
I saw something about that. I think it was on your Instagram story. So that's the extent that I saw of it. That's all I know about it. I would say it's a net good thing.
Do you know what's happening at all?
Yeah, of course. I would just say it's a net good thing if it leads to her being released from the dictatorship. What's it called? The censorship.
Conservatorship? Jesus.
If it leads to her being released from the conservatorship, I think it's a great thing. Because that's kind of fucked.
It is fucked.
Yeah. So,
but she seems unwell.
Yeah, she's definitely unwell.
But is she on medications or is she genuinely unwell?
I don't know. But there's a difference between being unwell and like having people watch over you and psychological help, and being unwell and not being allowed to like live like a human being should be able to live.
I agree. I think she should be allowed to get out there. It is kind of fucked. Like, she's still making money. She's still performing and stuff.
Seems. Wait, does this mean strange. She's released, or that this means
he has
else?
Control over her money?
I know, but does this mean?
No, like, he just released it. He's like, I'm done doing this.
Oh, he released it.
I think so. Yeah, I didn't read about this because I don't do my homework, because I don't fucking care.
Can we look it up? Actually, that's
yeah. Will you look it up? I gotta go pee like a racehorse right now. Will you Google Britney Spears conservatorship?
Yeah, I'll do it on my phone because that's kind of hard to reach. So, Britney Spears. Hi. Britney Spears conservatorship. Conservative? Britney Spears conservative. That's not what I wanted. Well, it says Britney Spears' father says he will step aside as conservator. That to me doesn't mean that she's released. That to me means that she has a new conservator who is hopefully a bit more liberal in her or his application of the conservatorship. Blah, 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 blah. It just says that he's standing aside. It doesn't actually say whether.
Maybe her family will take over. He seems like a bad dude.
Seems like a bad dude. He's getting paid for it. Actually, I have a team member who's obsessed with this. Obsessed.
They should be.
And she did a. She did a Free Britney presentation. And she talked. Yeah. She talked all about how. He gets paid, like all the details about, like, he gets paid for. I wasn't really paying attention, to be honest.
Well, I mean, you could be paying attention on better things, let's be real.
Yeah. But anyway, he gets paid a shitload of money for this, and like, it's been going on forever. She's not allowed to like have kids. She's not allowed to like do anything with her money. She has like $5,000 a month that she gets to use. Yeah. Something insane.
Yeah.
This is all probably public knowledge you can find in 2 seconds, but still interesting.
It is interesting, and I think it's sad. We shouldn't keep her, but we follow the Free Britney movement on this show, not super closely, but I would like to see her release.
Can
Britney
you Spears, get rid of this New York phallus, please?
Like, what, you don't like looking at the foreskin? Fine, we'll look at Moab bars. I never found out what that one was called. Let's see if I can find it real quick. I think it, no, is it Woody's Tavern? No, that's not it.
World famous Woody's Tavern?
No, that's not it.
Could be.
Who knows? But yeah, I don't want to see Britney get, you know, she talked out about it, and she was talking normal. Like, if you go to her Instagram, she talks like this. It's like very sporadic, and she like comes around and like has a pound of eyeliner on her face, and she's just like moving around in front of the camera and like changes out. It's weird. And then she posted a topless like titty pic a couple weeks ago, two of them, and she reposted it like 6 times. Yeah, let's see if it's still up. And then she took it down and reposted it again.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
I don't necessarily want to see this. How old is Britney Spears anyway?
She's like 35, I think.
Okay,
maybe she took it down. No, she posts a lot. There you go. Boom.
Oh, wait.
Like, hey, babe, what is you doing?
Oh, wow.
There's the other one.
Okay, but she's got, she, like, you can't see the tit, though.
No, but it's like, well, you couldn't get away with just posting a full tit on Instagram.
Dude, people do. Are you serious? Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
Look at this. See, like, these are the ones she posted. Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like these girls put their little stars over their nipples, and it's like, I know what's under there.
I know.
Well, I actually haven't.
I can imagine. Well, though.
I can imagine.
It's like a rocket ship, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It's like Joe Rogan's nipples, if you've seen those. Like
I have seen
them. They're like,
those things can cut cheese. Like
they can.
The best chef's knife.
God, I got to get this down. I'm getting all hot and heavy looking at Britney Spears. Get me out of here. I'd rather look at the New York phallus than look at this.
Dude, you know who has a great Instagram account? It's Calvin Harris.
He does. Standing in NYCHA. I'm in NYCHA.
Dude, he posted one of him with like a lemon the other day. Just
he's great.
Him. He was like, pet the goats every time you get the opportunity.
Oh yeah. Dude, really? Calvin Harris is just like sneaky hilarious awesome, and he just doesn't take himself too seriously.
But I don't know if he's trying to be funny or if he's actually just...
I think he's just being like goofy and weird. I think it's just who he is.
Maybe.
Which I get, you know? Be your goofy self, Calvin.
I like it.
Or Adam is what his real name is.
And keep... what is it?
Adam.
Adam.
Which doesn't really fit him as well. Calvin's kind of... Adam's Harris? Not a very Scottish name.
Adam Harris?
No, it's Adam or something weird. Calvin Harris, real name. Adam Wiles. Adam Richard Wiles.
Okay, that's pretty Scottish. Richard Wiles.
Richard is British as shit.
Richard.
Wiles even sounds, I mean, I guess that could be Scottish.
Scottish. Richard Wiles.
But he's kind of a beautiful hunk.
Yeah, he's a hot guy for sure.
What do you think of our boy, what's his name? Andrew Cuomo getting... getting the boot.
I mean,
speaking of phalluses in New York.
Yeah.
He's a phallus in New York.
He is a phallus. His phallus was all over New York, apparently.
Yeah.
He always struck me as creepy and weird and like wrinkly and old man and creepy. So I'm not actually that surprised, but I feel like there's like the news has been underwhelming about it. He stepped down and nobody's like cares.
I think people care.
I mean, people care, but.
I think the funniest thing about it is how he was like, I'm so great. I fucking saved this city. Comes out with a book and then just gets canceled. And like, he kills a bunch of old people in nursing homes.
See that, like, I feel like he didn't get enough heat for that. You sexually harass people is like, you're definitely getting canceled for that, as you should.
Yeah.
But like, you kill a bunch of old people indirectly by making wrong decisions about policy. You also should get canceled for that.
Yeah.
And you didn't.
Yeah. Well, yeah, 100%. It's because, look, it's the, I'm going to get in hot water. It's the sexual harassment, Me Too culture we live in. That's what's like the popular thing, right?
It's not the old person.
No. People are like, I don't give a shit about old people.
That's funny. Dude, ageism, by the way.
It is. Yeah. It really is. And that's like sad. There's tons of, I guarantee you there's people out there with like grandparents who got killed by phallus Andrew Cuomo. And his Bill de Blasé attitude about it,
Blasé fair,
was like unsettling in a way, you know?
Yeah, he didn't care.
He didn't give a shit.
He didn't have it.
And he didn't have it. He didn't have it.
He gave it to me.
He gave it to me. He also the thing he said on he's like, I'm not perverted. I'm just Italian.
He didn't actually say that.
No, but I don't think he did, but that was like the implication, which is hilarious. By the way, dude, Calvin Harris is 6'6".
Yeah, I was just looking at that. I was about to say something.
He's tall as shit.
Wow, he's a big man.
He could be an NBA player. I did not know he was that tall. Jesus Christ, he's a monster.
Dude is hot.
He is, but he had a shit ton of plastic surgery.
Did he?
Yeah. Have you ever seen ugly Calvin Harris?
No.
Ugly Calvin Harris.
Okay, is that a search?
Look at him. Ew, he's hideous.
Oh, wow.
Ew.
Ew.
Look at that glow.
Well, it's not ew, but like.
Dude, it's ew.
He's more just, he looks like a drummer in some alternative band.
That's crazy. Although I do
think. Okay, but it looks good on him. He looks natural. Like, it doesn't look.
You're right. It doesn't look. And by the way.
Wait, can you go 2007 to 2014? That's the biggest glow up I've ever seen in my life.
It's crazy. Gorgeous hunk. But this is also, dude, part of its fashion. Working out, clearly. His arms are much bigger here. He did get veneers. He did his hair differently. This is my thing.
Dude, I think he got jaw surgery.
Yeah, I think he did. Well, yeah. He definitely had some work done on his mouth and stuff. He looks super Scottish here. And he looks more like a classic American hunk in 2014.
Dude, he looks like, he looks like a Flight of the Conchords guy.
He does. He looks like.
He's from New Zealand, I know that. But like.
Brit and Jermaine? I agree. But here's the other thing,
or like one of those alternative bands that does like the OK Go.
Yes, he does. Here it goes. He does look like the lead singer of OK Go. This goes with my theory of you're as hot as you allow yourself to be. Now, this is plastic surgery. However, if he didn't have the veneers done and his jaw done, he'd still be a hot hunk. You know, you can, if you dress differently, do your hair a little differently, work out a little bit, you can become a gorgeous, breathtaking hunk. Look at
this guy. Look at this. This is insane. You, Matt, you have to flash this up.
I will. This is all being recorded, so.
Okay. Oh, who's this?
That's not Sophia Margaris.
Is that his wife?
Sorry, Sophia, if you're listening.
He was also ugly as hell.
He was. So
that's funny.
I also think when you get to your 30s, I think there's like the hottest you are in your life is from like 30 to 35.
Maybe. Depends on how quickly you mature and how quickly you grow into your like fashion style, I think.
Yeah, but I think that's how long it usually takes when you're about 30. Let's say late 20s, early. Obviously, I'm peaking right now. I'm not going to stop peaking for another 10 years. So you have a lot to look forward to.
I think it depends also on men and women. Like women find like they're so much more fashionable than we are that they're like, you see women who just are just doing it right at age 25.
True.
And then you see guys who are just
but
like,
I think for your average, what I'm saying for your average person,
yeah,
like you really hit your stride at like, you become really comfortable with who you are. You've developed a style, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe you got some work done. You got some big fucking tits or something.
I'm thinking about getting some.
You already have some big fucking tits. Thank so you. I don't know that you need any more work.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I don't even remember what we were talking about before we got sidetracked with our ADD to Calvin Harris.
Britney Spears.
Oh, Cuomo.
Cuomo. Yeah, I don't think there's anything else to say. Like, the guy's a creep. He sucks on all accounts. And he's, I don't know, what do people admire him for?
Nothing. People pretend to like him. I don't think anyone actually genuinely likes him. You know?
Yeah. Well, anyway, don't have to worry about him anymore.
No.
Who's taking over for Cuomo? Do we know?
Yeah, there's some other boner cake loser. I mean, who really gives a shit? Report panic. No, ignore. God.
Panic.
No, what I was going to say is, speaking of Cuomo, COVID now. We have COVID. They're talking about another lockdown in New York, which I don't think is going to happen. And I was just talking to our sister about this. Like, is it going to shut down again? She's thinking of moving to New York soon. I was like, I don't think people will really do it again. I don't think people will. I don't think the citizens here or in LA or whatever, like the people were talking about how Biden may do something about like a, you know, another COVID lockdown nationwide. I don't think people will do it. COVID.
Delta variant and rising cases. New York scared all over.
COVID is boring, dude.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, can we look at the deaths real quick? I don't know. Like our deaths, what is it? Worldometers has a good one. It's fine if cases are increasing, but are deaths actually increasing in New York?
Probably not. Let's see. COVID. Probably equal. COVID deaths, New York. We can look. No, dude, look at this.
Yeah, it's so.
No.
This is so dumb.
We're at 7-day average is 9. Dude, no. COVID's boring. I'm sorry. I had COVID. It's boring. I'm sick of talking about it. I don't want to talk about COVID anymore.
Oh my God, dude.
I don't want to talk about COVID anymore. I'm so sick of it. It's so played out at this point. In fact, I think it's hacked to even talk about it at this point. I don't want to talk about stupid
COVID. The 7-day average has moved from 9 to 13 in the last few days. This is stupid. Like,
it is stupid. Why are we thinking about shutting down one of the most highly populated cities in the country and the world for 6 deaths a week? What?
Yeah. Well, every life matters. Every life matters.
I get it. I get it. Look, I get it. But my point is I'm bored with COVID. I'm so bored with it, dude. I have COVID exhaustion in. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't want to talk about, oh, my friend had COVID and his symptoms were mild and his wife didn't get it, but he got it and that's weird. I had COVID. I had hangovers worse than COVID.
Dude, the thing is, like, why don't, and I actually, this is a bit controversial, but like, cardiorespiratory diseases kills way more fucking people than COVID does.
Yep.
And why don't we ban high fructose corn syrup?
Yeah. Or
why don't we
ban cars?
Why don't you? No, that's like a bad analogy because cars are useful.
I'm afraid of cars. I would like to ban them.
No, but like, why don't we spend as much time and effort going into trying to get people not to drink and eat like shit as we do with trying to make them stay inside? Because if you were to do that, then you might have a impact on the number of deaths from heart attack because people are fat pigs.
Yes, they are.
In this country.
I agree. And
this is an America thing. I don't know what the rest of the world is like. But like in the US, we have so many deaths from, like, number one, I think, is cardiorespiratory. Does like 100%. Some sort of cardiorespiratory complication.
Obesity in America is out of control.
I mean, look at you.
You're pleasantly handsome.
You're in the obese category.
That's so incredibly rude. Dude, oh my God. I could literally sue you for assault.
You should. Battery, actually.
No, I could, dude, your words, violence, assault, jail. Suing you. My dad's a lawyer.
We're too litigious anyway in this country.
My dad's a lawyer. I swear to heck.
Damn.
He will sue the shit out of you, motherfucker. Watch what you say.
My brother's dad's a lawyer. I'll get him.
No, no.
Yeah.
Not allowed. That's cheating. You have to represent yourself.
Says who?
Says me.
What was that movie?
That was so incredibly rude.
What's that movie where the guy represents himself?
Tiger King.
That might be it, actually. That's not it.
There's a lot of them. I don't know.
No, JKs.
No. Nope, that's not it. Nuts. God, you're fucking stupid.
I don't remember.
But yeah, COVID, I'm just bored of it, man. I'm so sick of talking about it. Can we move on to some other kind of world crisis?
Yeah, let's move on. Let's move on to, didn't the Taliban just take over two or three major cities?
Oh yeah, I did read about that. Taliban took over someplace in Afghanistan. It's like, we're trying to evacuate Americans, which first of all, hey, Americans in Afghanistan, what are you thinking? Why did you decide to go to Afghanistan? Hey, honey, I'm thinking about a vacation. We've been to Paris 17 times and Rome 16. I've been to London too many times. We've actually been to Canada once and even Mexico and Monaco before. Let's try something new.
Afghanistan.
Hey, Christine. That's the guy's wife's name. Hey, Christine, let's go to Afghanistan.
Dude.
Nope. You know what I'd say to that? Hey, we're divorcing. Because that's the worst suggestion I've ever heard. I don't ever want to go to Afghanistan. I have this much interest. Zero. None. Zilch. Do not send me to Afghanistan. I don't want to visit Afghanistan. Why are you in Afghanistan?
Well, I would never go to Afghanistan, but I'd go to Afghanistan. It's heard as much. For it's much nicer there. Less terrorism.
And that's it for the show. I don't know if we can come back from that. That was a worse joke and a worse idea than going to Afghanistan.
What about, what's the other one?
Who cares? What other one? Iraq?
Iran and Iraq, yeah.
Iran and Iran. Iran and I walked.
Why do they have...
That's another good one. You said a stand-sit joke. I just did a Iran and walk
I was
joke.
I was teeing myself up and you stole it.
Well, you fucked it up. I swooped in there and I stole your stupid joke from you. Yeah, and I fucked it up too. I butchered the delivery. But who vacations in Afghanistan?
I don't know, but I don't know that they're vacationing either. Like, they could have been doing investigative journalism, which, by the way.
No, there's people who go like backpacking. Hey, let's go backpacking in Afghanistan. I hear it's beautiful, which, by the way, I'm sure it is.
Oh, I think it is actually beautiful. Yeah.
But.
Has terrorists.
But. If you have even a 1% chance that the Taliban's coming into your city.
Yeah, that's weird.
I ain't going. Speaking of weird tourism.
What if you're part Lebanese like us? You're good?
I wouldn't go to Lebanon right now. It doesn't seem particularly safe.
You look like a Musakusa with that mustache. You
do. Well, actually, if I grow the beard out, I do look like a Musakusa. Right now, I just look like a hot 50s porn star. I don't even know if they had porn in the 50s, but that's what I look like.
Oh, they had
like.
Porn in the 50s.
No, they didn't.
That's the only type of porn I watched.
Porn became big in the 70s because of that video. That was called Deep Throat or something, which is hilarious because the Nixon case, they're like, hey, our star witness, what's his name? Deep Throat. You're like, what?
Is that right?
Yeah. And you're like, hey, dude, we should probably pick a different alias for you.
Probably a her, wasn't it?
No, it was a guy. His name was Deep Throat.
Oh, wow.
He was the guy who like blew the whistle on Nixon being a little stinkpot.
Blew the whistle.
He did. He blew a big hog.
He blew a hog.
What
is it? Hog?
Heart of gold.
Heart of gold.
That's what I say from now on. It's, wow, dude, he's a nice guy and he has a huge hog. And you're like, wow, what? And you go, a heart of gold.
Heart of gold.
He's got a massive hog.
Well,
it's a huge, full hog.
Plump.
It's a plump,
juicy,
semi-hard hog. A heart of gold. It's a heart of gold.
Veiny.
He has a nice heart of gold.
Actually, hearts themselves are pretty veiny. So,
are they?
That would be descriptive. No.
Hearts are not veiny.
No, they have
veins going to them.
Yes. Arteries pump away, veins pump too. Correct.
Huh. Speaking of bad places to vacation, I've been seeing videos lately on my TikTok of people in North Korea.
Ooh, hot spot right now.
Hot spot right now. How do you vacation or even visit North Korea?
I don't know. I haven't heard about North Korea since Trump and Kim Jong-un did the handshake at the border.
They sucked and fucked
at the border. But yeah, I don't know. Just take it off the map. Basically, did they ever give up their nuclear weapons?
I don't know. Should we just nuke North Korea though?
No, because they actually have nuclear weapons.
Do they?
I think they do. Well, they say they do. Should we go find out?
I don't know that they really do.
Should we go do some investigative journalism?
You couldn't pay me to go to North Korea.
No,
you couldn't
I think pay me to go to Afghanistan. I'm pretty sure they have. I think there's like aerial footage of it.
What?
Yeah, there's.
You know, he publicly, and this makes me feel bad because I make this joke all the time. If you take your shoes and socks off on an airplane, public execution. Don't take the lint out of the dryer. When you take your clothes out, public execution. He does do public executions. And yeah. He shoots people with missiles. I mean, it is crazy.
I mean, if you're going to do something, that's the most humane way, right? You rather than like.
Is it though? Is it really, Mike?
It's not the
shooting someone with a missile is humane now.
Well, I'm not saying it's humane to
tradition. You just did say that.
Tradition. I mean, like, in terms of taking them out of, like, they're not going to feel any pain if a missile hits.
Maybe. I don't know. Have you ever been shot by a missile before? I can't imagine it feels great.
I mean, I don't think you feel anything at all. I think it's like.
You just powder.
Yeah, you just.
You're just like a dusty powder.
It's not like. I don't know. You can chop their head off, I guess. That'd be pretty easy, too. Let's not talk about this.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, I guess my point is places to not vacation. I think North Korea is number one. Afghanistan's probably number two.
Afghanistan one of the two is worse. Iran or Iraq, one of the two is worse.
Iran or Iraq. I walked
is pretty bad.
Iraq is pretty, who came up with those names, by the way?
Iran. It probably sounds like some Arabic word. It's probably what it is.
Oh, okay.
Iran.
Great. Thanks. Great. That's the etymology lessons from Mike Thomas. How do words get their names? Oh, it's in the Middle East, so it probably sounds like something Middle Eastern.
Well, it wasn't a person in the U.S. that named it, and they translated whatever it was into English. That's what it was.
Okay.
You look it up. Look up the etymology of Iran.
I walked.
Afghanistan.
Iran and I don't know how to spell etymology. Means the land of Aryans.
Yeah. But go to the Arabic. Like,
Iran. E-R-A-N.
Wow. I'm fucking smart.
Okay. You gave the most obvious answer in the world. Where did the name America come from?
America.
You better know this or I'm going to punch you in the head.
It was the guy who was named America, right?
Almost. What was his name?
It was... I forget.
How do you not remember this? Mom taught you poorly, apparently, because I will never forget this, because Mom used to put pizzazz on things. We're homeschooled, by the way. Mike and I were homeschooled. And if you want to try to bully me about it, don't bother. I've been bullied about it plenty in my life.
I've never been bullied.
No, that's a lie.
I was the bully.
That's not true.
To myself. In the mirror.
Okay.
At night.
Okay. It comes from the name, a man, Amerigo Vespucci.
Oh, that's right.
Amerigo Vespucci.
Oh, yeah. He just named it after
himself.
Yeah.
We call it America.
Yeah. That's cool.
It's the United States of Amerigo Vespucci.
Who was this guy anyway?
I don't know. Some Italian pasta eating man. Okay. Yeah.
Still have never been to Italy.
What? You've been to Italy?
No, never been.
That's that's a lot.
No, I've never been to Italy. Italy has been on my list, and I keep thinking like...
I thought you went to Rome by yourself once or something, like in between.
No.
Like never. You were meeting up with people and you stopped in Rome.
I've never even flown through Italy.
This is a glitch in the simulation right now because I could... I am having a moment where I can remember...
No, you're not getting enough deep NREM sleep, I think is the problem. Because your memories aren't consolidating the right way. But it's fine.
Well, shush.
Can you grab me another white tea? Never been to Italy. Although I am going to Spain, Sweden, and Croatia next week. I leave on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
If anyone wants to come, I'll be in Formentera. I'll be in Ibiza.
I gotta read another sponsor real quick. So sorry.
Can I read it this time?
Yeah, sure. You can. Okay. You can read it. All right, you can read the sponsor, but don't fuck it up because they get mad if the read's not right. Like I don't.
You can reread it if I don't do it right.
All right. Go ahead.
Ooh, it's a good one. Is your dog too tired? You push and pull, but all they want to do is sleep on the couch like a bag of lazy bones. Until today, there's never been such a simple solution for this very common problem. Introducing Spark, an energy drink for dogs.
Great idea.
The organic proprietary blend that keeps your dog awake, active, and alert all day, so you never miss out on playtime again. Spark is safe for pooches of all shapes, sizes, and genders. So just pour, pet, and park it up. I could sit here and tell you that it's fun to have a quiet, well-behaved dog, but that would simply not be true. Man's best friend is meant to be up and at him every second of the day. While other brands boast on fancy ingredients with high prices, Spark is affordable and convenient. Subscribe to our new Spark Box and get 15% off your monthly order for first-time buyers. Just use code Matt at checkout so they know he sent you.
That was decent. I would critique. I mean, you didn't have a chance to read the copy before.
I didn't read the copy.
Yeah. I mean, I can't really blame you for that not being perfect. It could use some work, right?
You got to add a human element.
It's got to be a human element to it. Like, look, guys, I could sit here and tell you it's fun to have a quiet, well-behaved dog, but that's simply not be true. Spark, man's best friend, is meant to be up and at him every second of the day.
Okay, well,
other brands boast, you got to be like fancy ingredients, high prices.
I didn't read the copy, first of all. Second of all, I can't read, so.
All right, that's true and fair. Guys, go try Spark. It's great. You want
to
obviously.
Well, no, you don't try it. You give it to your dog.
Well, you can try it too. I think it's actually human friendly.
Well, they should put that in the ad.
It's like Monster. I mean, who doesn't want a dog that's up and at him?
I hardly know.
Who doesn't want, like, think about it, guys. And this is just another free ad read for Spark. You got a dog that's being a quiet piece of shit lying on the couch. You want him up and running around all the time, right? You don't want a dog to it's like your movie night. You want your dog to be playful. You want to be throwing toys around. And then your brother's texting rudely as the show is still going on. So anyways, guys, go buy Spark. It's a great idea. I hear they're actually going to be on Shark Tank.
Spark is?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's, how do you know that?
Well, I'm close with the founder.
And CEO.
Founder, CEO.
Same person.
They have some big investors, dude. I think Apple invested.
Does Apple have an investment arm?
Yeah, it's called Pear. It's a little play on words.
Pear?
Yeah, Pear.
Like Pear, maybe Pear My Device?
No, it's like an apples and pears. Like, take them down the apples and pears, some Cockney Roman slang.
Why would you pick that fruit? Nobody eats pears.
Well, I do.
Pears are such a funny shape. Like, no?
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, you kind of look like a pear, to be honest.
This is so mean. My body type has been assaulted several times on this episode. And it's so unfair that you, as listeners, are going to sit here and put up with this. If you want to join my class action lawsuit against Mike Thomas for his assault, his verbal assault on me and my gorgeous, manly, masculine figure, you call me, all right? And I'll get Spark in on it too, and then they'll be your enemy.
Oh, no.
So you don't seem threatened.
I'm not. Let's move on from Spark.
Okay, yeah, sorry. I forget
what we were talking. Also, do you do your...
Oh, yeah. We have a bunch of stuff to get to, actually. Sorry. We have a couple funny cultural things, and we can wrap it up. Have you heard of this guy on Frontier?
No, what?
Oh, boy. You're in for a treat, my friend. The tab just closed on me. But there's this guy. I can't believe you haven't seen this. It went viral a couple days ago. I just got to show you the video. Essentially, what happened was, first of all, it's Frontier.
What's Frontier?
the airline. Ever heard of it?
Oh, the airline Frontier. Got it.
Yes. So this guy gets on Frontier and he starts throwing a fit. He's obviously hammered.
Well, and, yeah, it's Frontier.
Yeah. And he just got very belligerent. So I'm going to try to find the post real quick. And you can tell me what you think of this guy, because it is very funny, but the reaction seems to be a little...
What did he do?
He grabs some flight attendant's tits, I think.
Oh, well, that's definitely kickoffable.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, don't grab some big fucking tits if you're not really... All right, so here you go. Let's see. Things got to load.
You guys fucking suck! My parents are worth more than fucking $2 million goddamn dollars! And you know what?
His parents are worth $2 million.
What?
Yeah, you know what? My grandpa's worth more than this plane.
My grandpa's worth more than this plane. What, $200,000?
No.
Hey! Hey!
No! Hey!
No!
Chill! Chill out!
Wow. This is insane. When was this?
This was like a week and a half ago.
Oh my god,
look what
they
do. They tape him down. They tape his mouth.
No fucking way. They're on the plane?
They're on the plane.
Do they have like a what do you call those things? The people who like the agents?
Oh, air marshals?
Yeah.
I don't think so. There was none on this one. But then here's another angle. Look at this guy. Starts like help.
Oh my god.
He's clearly wasted.
Oh my god.
But isn't this weird and macabre almost? Like, it's like, look, the guy's being a dick. But watch this.
Ladies and gentlemen, just make sure you see both their
backs. That was the
wait, this is not actually okay.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
That employee is like out
of
line.
He got suspended. The employee got suspended, which people were mad about. And I am of two minds about this, because on the one hand, the guy's being a dick, right? Fuck this guy. I don't want that guy on my flight. But also, if you're on that flight, you're flying Frontier. That kind of comes with the territory.
Well, that doesn't come with it. But like,
but taping the guy's mouth like that, I don't think that's allowed. And people are like cheering it, and they're like, oh, fuck yeah, like, fuck that guy. Which, yes, fuck that guy.
At the time, you're probably like, yeah, fuck this guy.
Yeah, because he's being annoying. He's being an annoying, drunk piece of shit. I get it. But it does seem weird to me. Like, taping his mouth?
That seems a little strange. I don't know. Like, I imagine that there's some law about how you're allowed to restrain passengers if they're being unruly. I imagine that's the case. But, like...
No, and they didn't follow protocol. You're allowed to duct tape people if they're a threat to the other people on the plane, I believe. But you can't put anything over their mouth. As far as I know.
That's probably why I got suspended.
Yeah, and he seemed a little too happy to be doing it. He's like...
yeah, he was just a little sadistic.
It's weird, right?
That was weird.
It makes me feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, that was a strange clip. It's also like... can't you... Like, you can duct tape the guy, then send someone to talk to him. Maybe he was just being completely out of line.
He sounds absolutely blitzed. I mean, if you're saying my grandpa's worth more than this plane, hey, dude, he's not worth very much. Which, by the way, then he goes, my parents are worth two. He's like, Miss Dr. Evil, my parents are worth $2 million. You're like, dude, most people in upper middle class are worth $2 million towards the end of their lives. Okay. You're not doing that's yeah, not. You're also, weird. Dude, you're flying Frontier. Okay.
Where's the flight from Miami? That sounds like a Miami.
I don't know. Yeah, as I landed in Miami, he's flying to Miami. Yeah.
Thank God.
He punched a flight attendant, grabbed two flight attendants' breasts, screamed his parents were worth $2 million. He's 22 years old. Max Berry's in custody. Max Berry, you're a fucking stupid loser. Okay. Because here's the thing, I am like very adamant about behavior on flights. Right. You take your shoes and socks off on an airplane. We shoot missiles at you and blow you up. If you are bad at boarding and you flock to the fucking gate like sheep when your group isn't called for another six groups, public execution. If you yell on a plane like this and you get belligerently hammered, public execution. You're a fucking shithead. And anyone who brags about their parents' wealth, hey, dude, you're a fucking loser. Okay? But that being said, the taping of the mouth is just
weird. It's a bit much. Yeah, it's kind of strange, isn't it?
You know?
It's kind of weird.
Like, I get it's annoying, but we have to deal with crying babies and kids on flights all the time. How many times have you been stuck to it next to a crying baby? It happens every, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 flights, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably a little bit louder than that, but yeah, if the guy's screaming at the top of his lungs, but also how long can you scream at the top of your lungs until you get tired?
Yeah, no one came up to talk to him. I don't see any flight attendants being like, hey man, like, look, we have to do this. It's a safety thing at this point.
Right.
You're being belligerent.
Right.
Can you calm down? Like, let's talk this through.
Right. There's no.
It seemed like this guy felt like he had no other option but to just fucking scream.
Yeah, there's no.
Which, if you're blacked out, which he looks like he is, what else are you gonna do?
But he tapes him, and then as he's taping him on the body, he's like doing his mouth as well.
Yeah,
yeah. It was, that's weird.
It's weird.
I mean, the guy, the flight attendant is probably a dickhead too.
Yeah, it's a strange situation. It's a weird world we live in here.
Yeah, this is a lot much more subtle than originally meets the eye.
Yeah.
What's like, when did this happen?
2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. So it's been a while.
Mm. Yeah. Also, stop flying Frontier. Frontier sucks. I flew Frontier once. I will never, ever fly Frontier again.
Yeah, it's the worst.
It's terrible. They're like, oh, hey, you want a glass of water? You're like, sure. That'll be $16.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what?
They charge you for water on Spirit too.
Yeah. Although, and I got stuck next to someone like this, actually. Very similar to our Max, buddy Max.
Max Berry.
I was flying a quick like Spirit flight or I think it was Frontier actually, and it was the first and last time I ever flew them. But the crowd was absolutely horrendous. But also, the guy next to me, he was in the middle seat, plastered, came and sat down next to me. It was a later flight. It was like a 8 p.m. flight on like a Thursday.
Yeah,
and he came up and was like, reeked of whiskey. Mm. And he keeps just talking to me, and I have like my earbuds in, and I'm just like, oh dude, please leave me alone. I don't want to talk to you. I have my earbuds in. Fuck off.
Yeah.
And he's talking about how his Gam Gam died, and he's going to his Gam Gams. But by the way, dude, you're a grown man. I'm sorry your Gam Gam died. First of all, it's a name for your grandma. Don't call your grandpa Gam Gam.
Wait, it was his grandpa.
Yeah. Don't call him that. Don't call your gam gam in front of a stranger who doesn't know what the fuck that means. Please shush. And then he goes, hey man, and he pulls out a gallon bag of just shooters.
Oh, he gave you a bunch of shooters, right?
Yeah, he was like, do you want, and I had like 1 or 2 beers at the airport, and I was like, yeah, it won't be bad. He's like, snuck me a couple.
Where were you going?
Tell me more about your Gam Gam. I was going to a wedding in Colorado at the time.
Yes, I remember this.
You remember this story.
I remember this.
But it was very similar to this guy. So I relate to this. Anyways, funny shit. Anyways, we have one more video to get to.
Okay.
And this one, I don't remember it that well, but I think you'll enjoy it because it is kind of a wild ride. And this one I had to download, actually. Where did it go? Here it is. Oh, no, that's not it.
How do people see this? Like, do you have to put it up? You have to edit it?
No, I'll edit it in. It's not that hard, mate. It's not fucking hard, right? Oh, boy, this is awkward. It didn't fucking download.
Okay, that's not. Oh.
No, it'll download now. I just got to resend it, and now we have to just stall for time until I send it.
I'm just going to take a boomerang while we're stalling.
Okay. Well, I look terrible on that boomerang.
Yeah, you look horrible. I should probably take a different one.
Here we are taking social media. But now everyone's going to – you're going to ruin the magic, Mike.
Why?
Because we're in my studio. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, my followers don't follow you.
No.
Oh, wow. This looks fun.
Okay. Let's. Should we full screen this guy? How do I do that? Trim, add clip to end, fit to screen. Okay, I can't do it. So just watch this. Ready? It's called Karen Gets Arrested.
Are you condescending and talking down to me, man?
I'm not. I'm actually asking.
Oh, really?
Now, first of all, just to set the stage for what's happening. This woman is being obviously belligerent. You can hear the tone of their voice. She has that Karen sounding voice, right? And the cops here are just like,
very, very
trying to talk, right? And there's a couple of them, right? I wonder what's happened. Let's keep going.
You on a new medication at all?
No.
Fair question.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not.
Okay. Is there anything that's
true? Who are you?
By the way, that cop gave the most okay of a cop I've ever heard. Okay. Cops always do that. You've been drinking tonight? No. Okay. Okay. Where are you headed tonight? Oh, I'm just going back home. I was at my friend's graduation party. He was having it was a bris / confirmation party and whatever. And they go, okay, okay, all right, great.
No. And okay is a good, that's like a good response.
Yeah, but it's a classic cop move. Okay. It's a CCM.
Hastings?
I'm an officer of Portland Police. I'm an ECIT officer.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. And you're really an expert.
Mm. Well, I mean, I'm not a psychiatrist or psychologist.
No, you're not.
Okay.
And I'm the fucking smartest person you have ever fucking met.
Ah!
So get the fuck down off of my ass.
Ah! Now, was that not the worst composured response you've ever heard?
No, you're...
I'm the smartest person you've ever met. Now get the fuck down off my ass. Nailed them.
I love these cops for keeping their heads, dude.
I know.
Like,
but watch, it gets wilder.
Go to college, Hastings?
Sure did.
You did? What'd you study?
Social sciences.
Oh, social sciences.
I have a
minor
in psychology.
Oh. Minor. I have a fucking finance with honors degree. I'm a certified financial planner. I'm also an attorney.
Oh.
I'm a certified financial planner.
And I know my fucking rights.
Okay.
I don't fucking know that.
What did he say?
Oh, watch.
I don't fucking know that.
Whoops.
I don't fuck my fucking rights.
What's your bar number?
What's your bar number? She doesn't know her bar number. What's your bar number? Now, this guy, Officer Hastings, whatever. Nice work.
Good work.
Douche.
You don't know that?
Coming out of my vagina. That's what you are.
No, your behavior is very erratic.
True.
Oh, is it?
And Jamie, every time I just try to have a normal conversation with you, it just goes right to insults.
Is that against the law? Is it against the law to insult a man in blue?
Can you understand how it's not a normal conversation?
You guys get called shit all the time.
Why we're concerned?
And you get, and you take down the blacks, and you get fucking on video.
Oh my god.
That's false.
Have a good day, Jamie.
Wow.
I want him arrested.
So, well, I don't know what happened before this. What happened before? Who does she want arrested? They obviously called the cops. She's obviously done it multiple times. They know her name.
Yeah.
So she's clearly has mental problems.
Is she a homeless person?
I doubt it. I mean, she could. All homeless people have phones these days somehow, but.
Especially when you're going to scream like that.
Do you think she called them?
Yeah, she did. That's why she's like, I want him arrested. So she clearly does it a lot.
She's standing in front of the car.
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't her TikTok. That was like.
No. She took that video and probably posted it. It was like, these cops are assholes. And then someone took it and posted it on TikTok. Like, this chick's an insane person, which she is.
People like that. Like, I'm always like, oh man, we need to be understanding and like help these people. But then you see people like this and you're like, I can't comprehend acting like this.
Yeah.
I can't comprehend someone acting like this. It's insane.
It's crazy. But so many people like that exist in the world. I also saw another one recently with like, it's a little off topic, but it's in a similar vein where, you know, those like these, yeah, I know it's ridiculous. These like dojo people where they have like the energy taekwondo thing where they're like Steven Seagal does it, where they like grab people and like flip them with just like touching them. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And I follow this TikTok account, which does a lot of those. And there's like, they're giving classes and there's like 50 people in the class watching it. And you're like, people like this exist who go to this and think it's real 100% and they bought into it. It's just like this chick has bought into the fact that she's 100% right. She's way smarter than these guys. She doesn't realize how stupid she sounds. In fact, she's so arrogant about it that she posted this somewhere where someone else could look at it and be like, this is a psychotic person.
Yeah, this is what makes me mad is like there is what, 4 or 5 cops there. She's just wasting their time.
Yeah.
And like, I don't want to say she should get shot with a missile launcher.
We could publicly execute
her. But maybe we send her to Afghanistan.
No, we shoot her into space. This is my idea. You are a Karen. You waste policeman's time. Boom. We blast you into space. And you just have to float in space forever.
Mm.
I think that's a fair punishment.
Yeah.
It would be expensive. Now, don't get me wrong. We would spend a lot of tax dollars on this. Or we start GoFundMes for criminals we should shoot into space.
Mm.
Okay? And then my other, and this one's controversial, and I probably shouldn't be bringing this up again, but my suggestion with the Olympics suck. If you haven't watched my episode on this yet, go watch it. I fixed all of them. When I'm benevolent dictator of the world, I'll fix all of them. One of the changes I made was for the shooting sport, right? They're shooting clay pigeons. And my suggestion is instead of shooting clay pigeons, we substitute them with pedophiles. And we just shoot pedophiles. and you bring them out and they try to scamper away and too bad, 12 gauge in your face. And it's no one's guns. Upset with that.
Are and it's real fun. Guns?
Oh yeah. It's Ooh. Public execution plus Olympics. Boom. Double whammy.
Well, I think it's a little brutal. Maybe you just shoot them, but you shoot them with blanks and then they take them in the back and shoot them with a missile.
That seems worse to me. That seems a little worse. Or we shoot them into space as they're being shot into space. You shoot them with a missile.
Because it's like a skeet shot.
Yeah. You have to aim. And that's
with
Olympic
a missile.
Sport.
With a missile.
Yes. And that's an Olympic sport.
Oh my God. You rocket them into space, but you have a heat seeking missile so it can't miss.
Yes.
Because who wants to see it miss?
Yes. No one. Want to hear another one that I'm going to fix Olympic sports with? Fencing. Fencing is stupid and lame. Call it sword fighting, first of all. Call it sword fighting.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And that's a way cooler name than fencing. You took one of the coolest sports in the Olympics and made it the lamest thing in the entire
world. True.
Call it sword fighting. People can actually, you have to dress up like a pirate and you can actually get stabbed and then you dip the swords in fire.
You can actually stab?
Yeah. You can't stab in fencing right now. Like it's like little tips at the end that are like dull. And you have to wear the stupid mask. Take the masks off and you have to have dreadlocks and a cool four-cornered hat look like Jack Sparrow and they're dipped in fire.
Mm.
That sounds better.
Like a little
it?
American patch.
Yep. You dress like an American pirate. The other one's dressed like Somalian pirates. And then you have like British pirates.
I am the captain. No.
Yeah. Italiano pirates. And they have like spaghetti in their hair.
Ooh, instead of hair.
Yeah. And then we're going to take out some sports like artistic dancing. Bye. We're deleting that.
Artistic dancing? Wow, like the ribbon girls, stuff. The girls would not be happy with you.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not a sport. You know what we put in place? Jet skiing. Jet skiing is now a sport in the Summer Olympics. That's way more fun, and you have to jump through fire hoops.
Is surfing a sport? Why isn't surfing?
Surfing is a sport in the Olympics.
Oh, it is. Okay, yeah. Cool.
But we add fire. We add a lot of fire to the Olympic sports in my benevolent dictatorship. You have to ski through or surf through fires, and there's sharks in the water as well who are hungry. We haven't fed them for 17
years.
You
know what would be cool? If you had acupuncture as a sport. Someone has like some sort of neck pain, and the best acupuncturist who've...
Why don't we just start scam artists as a sport then? And we can have chiropractors come in and they'll just crack your neck.
Dude, by the way, chiropractors, fuck off. They're awesome. I was aligned today, by the way, by Dr. Titus. Shout out Dr. Titus.
That sounds like a fake man.
Dr. Titus. He's this giant black guy.
Sounds like a story from a Greek tale.
I know. He's Dr. Titus. He's awesome.
Dr. Titus also sounds like the name for like a foot cream. Try Dr. Titus. No, dude, you have athlete's foot? Look no further than Dr. Titus.
He's the one that recommended me the vibrating roller, which I just got yesterday, and it's spectacular.
It sounds spectacular. Vibrating roller? Sign me up.
You can come try it if you want.
But if you haven't listened to my Fix the Olympics episode, I fix it all, okay? And I add more sports, and I take away stupid ones. And by the way, I don't know if you knew this, there's too many sailing sports. They have canoeing, they have sailing, they have rowing. Nope, we put one sport, boats, and that's what we call it, boats. And we put them on boats, and then you shoot cannons or something. And there has to be an element of danger. Same thing with archery. Maybe we can keep canoeing, but they have to be canoeing down a stream in the Amazon where there's crocodiles, and then the arrows get to shoot at the canoers.
It feels like it's capitalizing on the Amazon, which is like a beautiful new UNESCO site.
Well, yeah, it is. And yeah, we are capitalizing.
You would
it's beautiful.
Recreate the Amazon.
Yeah, you recreate it. Make it like a VR Amazon.
like those infinity pools that like spray against you and you can swim in them?
Yeah.
It's like that. That's like it's like a fake river.
I would do that. But the Olympics as they stand right now are fucking dumb as shit.
Didn't viewership drop?
Yeah, it's because they suck.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch people running for 35 minutes.
Well, people were actually there. Like there was no audience allowed.
Oh yeah. Well, also leave the drugs. I would love to have doping. Let's have the best athletes who can take the most drugs participate.
Let me find they just had, what was the viewership drop?
Like 40%, dude. I have a computer right here. Viewership drop.
Yeah,
42% done. God, I'm so fucking smart. Jesus Christ. I'm smart as shit, dude. Anyways, we should probably wrap this up. We've been going for about an hour, I think. Who knows? I have no idea. Oh no. Hour and a half, maybe.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. 7 o'clock. Shit, I gotta go. I have dinner at 8:30, so I actually don't have to go.
Was this funny?
Your face is funny.
Shock.
funny looking.
I swear to heck, man. I am going to sue you. Class action lawsuit. Spark's going to join me. Also, shout out to our sponsors, Spark and Chuck E. Cheese. Hmm. Great products. Great products, frankly. Also, I wasn't supposed to announce this yet, but I'm going to. This is an old school sponsor, but
another sponsor.
Well, it hasn't been officially announced, but I don't think they'll mind if I mention it. Look, are you ever outside at the club and you're trying to wet your lips, right? Someone's like, hey, you want to wet your dry lips with a nice cold cruiser, brewski, vodka soda? And you can now you can say no. I got Chapstick in my 16 delicious flavors, including vanilla, cherry, root beer, carne asada, and South Carolina honey baby back ribs. Friends of the What the Heck podcast can enter code MATT for $10 off the new variety pack subscription box. And there's other brands that can try to be like Chapstick, but frankly, they don't have what it takes. So enter code MATT at checkout, and it helps the show, helps us out. I personally like the carne asada flavor. It's
do you have any with you?
No, they sent it to me. It hasn't come yet because I literally just got the sponsor a couple days ago. So
okay, Chapstick. Wow, that's a big one.
Yeah, they have been trying to get more into the podcast game lately.
I want to kind of try that honey barbecue.
South Carolina honey baby back ribs is great.
Mm.
I went to a Chapstick event. They have events now.
Oh,
it was at the Montage in Beverly Hills, and which I thought was a little gauche for Chapstick.
Gauche.
A little gauche. But we went and it ended up being delightful. Mark Ronson was playing. He DJ'd a bit.
Who's Mark
Ronson? And then Brandon Flowers from The Killers gave a little he did a set, and he did while you were young.
What's Brandon Flowers' favorite flavor? Do you know?
I don't know, but I saw him a lot with the cherry, which is kind of a basic choice if we're being honest. That's like a Katy Perry type of thing. Like, oh, I want cherry. But you got to go out with the crazy flavors. You know, the South Carolina honey baby back ribs and carne asada. Delicious. Mwah. It's umami in your mouth. That's the new slogan. Umami in your mouth. Try Chapstick. That's what they say.
Is that actually a slogan?
That's the new slogan.
Are you supposed to be releasing that? I haven't heard
I don't think so, but I think they'll be okay with it because this episode's not coming out until after they release it. So.
Ah, okay, cool. Great.
So thank you, Chapstick. Thank you to Spark. Thank you to Chuck E. Cheese. Make sure to try their new gluten-free whole wheat wraps as well as their cheese pizza. Sure. Great pizza, great times with your friends, Chuck E. Cheese, as well as Spark, an energy drink for dogs. And Chapstick. So thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Watching Mike bully me about my weight. Very unfair. But we have this new studio. So thanks to Chapstick, Spark, and Chuck E. Cheese for paying for the studio. We appreciate you guys. And we'll talk to you soon on the next episode. Hopefully the audio worked out this time. I think it did.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, well.
We'll do it again when I get back.
Yeah, when Mike gets back from Europe, if he gets back.
Europa.
You're going to be taken.
I could die.
Well, you could be taken, and I have to come and save your ass. Mm. All right, you penises.
Not likely.
We'll see you guys soon. Goodbye.
Ciao.
See you later.